Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Well, another aspect that you guys address in your ministry is leading an unexamined life, that ties into a man's identity problem. So make that connection, if you would.
Well, you know, our culture is a master of distractions. I mean, it's always amazing to me how many choices we have today. Even I think about the young, the children, teenagers, and all the things they can do. I mean, you know, when I was a kid, you either played, you know, baseball, basketball, or football, right? I mean, that was pretty much what you did. And today you've got, you know, martial arts and lacrosse and soccer and, you know, community theater and singing groups and, you know, on and on and on and on. And so you extend that into manhood, and you've got video games, and you've got movies, you've got Netflix, and, you know, all these different things that distract us. And so it's very, very easy for guys to lead an unexamined life. They just continue to kind of check things off the list, go through the motions, and if to them it just feels like a day at a time. But if they're not careful, maybe 5 years, 10 years, 15, 20 years goes down the line, and they haven't really focused on the things that are really important.
Wow. And another question you ask is, biblical Christian or cultural Christian? Make the distinction, if you would, and why it matters.
Yeah, so in our, we live in a culture still where there are a lot of people who think, you know, being a moral person or being a Christian, you know, in quotes, is a good idea. That maybe they want to have some moral teaching for their children, or they think they're, hey, I'm the kind of person that goes to church, or I want to add Jesus to my life because that would be a nice thing to be that kind of person. And so they're the kind of people who worship the God we want. And, you know, all of us can slip into that at times. We sort of define God on our terms and sort of say, well, my God is like this. But, of course, you know, the reality is no amount of wanting from us is going to change the real God who exists. He is who he is. And so the turning point in our lives when we stop living as a cultural Christian and start living as a biblical Christian is when we turn from seeking the God we want and we start worshiping the God who is.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.